Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 of 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, at this time, I like to remind you the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me, just the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So be conscious now as you breathe in, deeply lowering the diaphragm, expanding the ribcage, this life-giving, renewing, energizing, restorative breath. And hold. Gently, slowly release, squeezing out every last drop. And again, take in your second breath. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Squeezing out every bit. And now as you take your third and final deep breath in, set the intention to be present consciously in this moment as we connect with the source within. Inhale. Hold. I'd like to share a reading from Praying with the Earth, a prayer book for peace by John Newell. On this day, the blessings of heaven. On this day, the blessings of earth. On this day, the blessings of sea and of sky, to open us to life, to ground us in life, to fill us with life and with wonder. On those we love this day, and on every human family, the blessings of heaven, the blessings of earth, the blessings of sea and sky. So in this conscious awareness of our oneness with all that is, with the earth, with the heavens, with each other, so we're joining our hearts and minds across the airwaves, knowing that there is no separation, there is only oneness. This oneness of life, that is spirit, that is divine, that is consciousness, that awaits our alignment with it. There is no force. There is simply an allowance of us to come into the realization that the energy that animates and permeates in and through all things is in and through us. There is nothing that we can do that will make it less in us or more in us. There is nothing we can do that will make it separate itself from us or somehow no longer love. to uncultivate all that limits and holds us back, all that is untrue and false, and come into the wisdom that has been in the beginning and continues and will be at the end, that we are one with the Creator of life, and all that life is, we are. As we can align ourselves with this unchanging truth and live from this awareness, life takes on a new meaning. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, the great intelligence of life. As we consciously stay in this moment, connected to the awareness of this truth that is within and without, we ask that you continually guide our lives as we stay open, as we stay awake and aware, that you are ever with us, ever guiding, ever directing, ever providing for us. Your presence is unchanging and unchangeable. You are the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. We live, move, and have our being in you. There is nowhere where you are not. So Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, the great intelligence of life, may we consciously stay in this remembrance that we are one with you and all that you are. And as we know this truth for ourselves, may we know this truth for all of creation, our loved ones and family and friends, our community, and the greater community at large. And as we know this, may we live from this, to be the expressions of love you created us to be, to let ours be the hands that do your work, to let ours be the hearts that share your love, to let our faces be the faces of kindness that shows your kindness. For your infinite grace, for your endless blessings, for your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. So it is. Together we say, Amen. Take a deep breath in. As we do our prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
Me. The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
Me. The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
So it is. So, my divine beloved, I shall be off the air until the 16th of October for the Sunday Soul, and I'll be back for the Thursday 10 at 10, which I think will be the 14th or 13th. I will let you know when I return. It will be the 13th of October. So yes, 10 at 10 at 30 on the 13th and Sunday Soul on the 16th. I'll be holding you in prayer, and until then, may God bless and keep you.
Thank you.